Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Wednesday edition, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single minute of the show. Maybe you missed the first hour, just hanging out with us to start the second hour. We talked a lot about the failed recall of Governor Gavin Newsom, whether he might be now one of the people who's willing to challenge Kamala Harris going forward in the Democratic Party in the event that Joe Biden is not running in 2024, which I think most of us would anticipate will be the case. We also have been talking a lot about General Milley and his back channel conversations with China and whether or not that might be treasonous, whether it might be a form of espionage, whether he might and should be subject to court martial for defying the orders potentially, or telling China that he would defy the orders of the commander in chief at the time, President Donald Trump. And what is amazing here is how many people are lining up to make the argument that this makes General Milley heroic. And in fact, many people are arguing that he's protecting democracy. And I just want to continue to hammer this home because I think it's significant. And Buck, you know this better than almost anybody, having worked in the intelligence agencies. The United States, the reason why our commander in chief is a civilian is to avoid exactly this from happening, to avoid the military being able to take control of a democratically elected president's decision making. And it is a challenge and a difference in the way that things are organized for someone who oftentimes has never served in the military. Bill Clinton never served in the military. Barack Obama never served in the military. Donald Trump never served in the military. There are lots of our leaders who have not been in the military. And so we want a civilian commander in chief to send the message that the military is always subject to the will of a democratically elected president, that the military serves the people, not the military's generals. And in a hierarchical system where you have direct response authority to your commanding officer, you can see how it could easily spiral into a coup-like situation, which has happened all around the world, when a high-level general decides, I'm not going to listen to my superior, I'm going to do what I think is best.
Right.
That is a fundamental attack upon democracy itself.
There's a reason why coups don't usually happen based on the head of the education department or the sanitation department, right? The guy who is in charge of
making sure
that
grandma's going to the Capitol to take selfies.
It's yeah, but you know, there's a reason why,
yes,
historically and otherwise, it's the guys who have control over the people with the guns. We all know,
yes,
this, which is why what you're talking about is so essential, so important. But this reflexive partisanship on an issue that you would think maybe would break through somewhat beyond that is fascinating, because remember, it's not Clay. They don't feel the need to defend General Milley so much. They're not defending General Milley. They are praising and honoring him for this, right? So it's not enough to say the guy that did the weird bad thing against Trump shouldn't have done it, but it wasn't that big a deal, or let's not blow it out of proportion. No, it's the person who did the underhanded thing against Trump, who betrayed the then commander-in-chief's trust, is a hero. As we've been discussing, that's the gaslighting part of this.
And even further than that, Buck, Claire McCaskill said he was trying to defend democracy, which is actually turning on its head the entire purpose of what military subservience to a civilian commander in chief actually represents. And she should know better as a former senator. And that's why I'm going to tee off here. Listen to cut five.
Yesterday, after it is revealed, like some kind of shock to Marco Rubio, that our top general was calling to defend democracy, as Joe said, to an undemocratic leader in the world to make sure that a war didn't break out, to make sure they knew our strength was much stronger than the nonsense that Donald Trump was creating. What does Trump say? Fire him for treason? I mean, this is really something that these people are still following this guy when he is,
yeah,
so bad at respecting the Constitution and the rule of law.
I mean, she really
it's
needs
upside
some,
down, Buck.
She needs some yoga. I mean, she needs to calm down. There's something really it's uncomfortable to hear what someone like this in a position of authority in the United States government is saying, Clay, because it's so deluded. I mean, it's really a break with reality. It's divorced from what is observable truth. What was this huge threat to democracy? The system actually played out. I mean, we're seeing this all happen. What was the big problem exactly here? There were disputes about an election. There have been disputes about elections in the past. Everything ended up being resolved. Everything ended up, you know, well, I say resolved, I should say the system continued on. I know there's a lot that's unresolved for people about actually how they feel the votes were counted and not counted, etc. But war with China? How does Trump saying they let people vote out of their county in Georgia, which, by the way, they did do, which is against Georgia state law, but we're not supposed to talk about that. How does that equate to invading China or you know, missile strikes on Beijing? I mean, this is lunacy.
This is not Joy Reid, who somehow gets a television show because she's a media performer on television. What you just heard is Claire McCaskill, who spent 12 years in the United States Senate. And she is fundamentally not understanding the role of the Constitution and, in fact, inverting the role of the Constitution to argue that a military official is preserving the Constitution by flagrantly violating his obligations as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Joe Scarborough, Buck, also theoretically, and by the way, Claire McCaskill, also a lawyer, has been theoretically able to pass the bar in Missouri and serve for 12 years in the Senate. Joe Scarborough is making the same argument on MSNBC. And Buck, he's a former Republican congressman. I know he sold his ethics down the river.
Yeah,
and
whoever pays him the most,
money.
That's what he stands for.
Yeah, that's what he stands for. But this is a guy who was from, I believe, the Gulf of Florida, the Panhandle. And now he's saying that anybody attacking General Milley is stupid. Listen to this.
They're upset that he's calling a leader in China saying, don't think you can take advantage of the United States of America. Democracy can be chaotic, but we're strong. We're solid. We're in good shape. Nothing's going to happen. We're not going to act erratically. And you're not going to take advantage of us. I'm sorry, Republicans don't like this? This is something, are you so stupid? I just got to ask, are you so stupid? Are you so ignorant of how things work that you don't know that from time to time, generals talk to generals, diplomats talk to diplomats, and they send that message, hey, things look kind of crazy in the United States right now. Don't take advantage of this situation. Don't take advantage of it.
No,
because
notice
we're
how
solid.
He leaves out the whole, I'll tell you if we're going to attack
and
you.
And I'm not
thing.
Going to listen to my commander in chief, which is a pretty big part here, too.
Yeah, we're
going to
subvert the chain of command on a direct order basis. And also the war that you're for some reason worried about that I'm even talking. I mean, he should be saying that that's absurd. That's laughable. Of course, that's not going to happen. Of course, Trump's not going to start a war with China. The whole thing is crazy town. But notice this is a continuation of a Democrat strategy that they've been using in the Trump era, which is really just a version of they want to burn the village down in order to save it. When it came to undermining our institutions of government, remember that was the big talking point.
Yes.
They're undermining our institutions of government, they would say. And then you see, well, hold on a second. There are people in the intelligence community working with journalists to surveil the Trump presidential campaign and then continue that with FISA into the actual, you know, or at the start of the administration. They have Comey briefing on the dossier. I mean, you look at these things. That was all subverting the system, the will of the people, as shown in the 2016 election results. But they would talk about how they were saving the system, Clay. They saved the system by destroying it. They prop up the chain of command by undermining it. I mean, people abuse the term Orwellian a lot. You know, war is peace. You know, freedom is slavery, etc. But this is actually Orwellian. This is what we are seeing play out with the Democrat narrative of anything we got to do to keep our side on offense against Trump. And even though Trump's, we just saw this with Gavin Newsom, Trump's not even in office anymore. Doesn't matter. He's the great boogeyman.
This is why I always say you have to be loyal to ideals, not necessarily to people. And that's why I like to always think about this from a legal perspective, because a lot of times individuals, there's a great legal aphorism, which is tough cases make bad law. And I think the Democratic Party abandoned all principles because they became convinced that Donald Trump was the worst person who's ever existed, basically, in the world of politics. And as a result, so I'm just saying, for Claire McCaskill or Joe Scarborough or Joy Reid or any of these people that we played the audio from praising General Milley, exact same situation applies, except Joe Biden is the president that is being undermined. And is Milley still a hero? Is he still a courageous fighter for the Constitution? Or is he subverting our entire constitutional system?
I think one of the best and clearest examples of exactly what you talked about, the abandonment of principle in the name of the principle of anti-Trumpism, which supersedes everything else, is what journalists did. Journalists, yes, for 4 years under Trump, true, started to just come out and say it. Speaking the truth to power here means anything goes to hurt Trump. I mean, you know, doing our job as the guardians of the republic, you know, the fourth estate, really the fifth column, but the fourth estate. I mean, they felt like whatever they had to do to defeat Trump was inherently justified, even if it meant undermining the very foundational precepts of their work, which is supposed to be presenting information to the American people and allowing them to decide. They changed their tune on that.
That's right.
So clearly this happened. We all know that this happened. And I think they haven't even processed how much we haven't forgotten it. And that's why when you have these people, I mean, you mentioned Claire McCaskill and Joy Reid over at MSNBC. I mean, I have conservative friends that actually will watch the Joy Reid show just because they find it unintentionally hilarious sometimes.
Yes.
Which is actually how I felt about the Maddow show monologue on occasion, where she would go on some, you know, a guy named Sergey, you know, bought a pierogi in 1987, yada, 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 Trump-Putin collusion, right? You just say, what? I mean, this is what you do night after night. And
now, sure, she makes $40 million a year from NBC, I think.
I mean, right? Hey, it pays well to sell your soul.
She's at least smart. Maddow is a Rhodes Scholar, so, I mean, yeah, which is scarier than Joy Reid, who is just
Rhodes scholarships are very political. It's a conversation for another time.
But Scarborough and Joy Reid and Claire McCaskill just completely subverting the entire purpose of our Constitution and turning Milley into a hero is, I think, a fundamental failure of principle. Democracy dies in darkness. Remember all that jazz?
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Well, let's turn our attention away from the silliness of the left to something that really matters. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They follow the words of St. Francis of Assisi, while we have time, let us do good. And they're doing good every day across this country. Tunnel to Towers Foundation has done incredible things this year. There's even more to come. They're gifting 200 mortgage-free homes to America's heroes and their families. And the foundation's CEO and chairman walked from the Pentagon to Shanksville to downtown Manhattan, where he retraced his baby brother's footsteps, Clay, the morning of 9/11. I mean, it was really emotional.
No doubt. And I don't know about you, Buck, but I got a bunch of photos from friends who lived in the D.C. and New York area, letting us see the towers of light that lit the sky, Pentagon and Shanksville. It was an amazing, majestic scene. And we also know that people we lost to 9/11 related illnesses were honored at a ceremony on September 12th for the first time in our nation's history. They're recognizing those we lost in the war on terror in a ceremony on Veterans Day. And between Thanksgiving and New Year's, they'll give away a home a day in their season of hope. Tremendous work they're doing. You can help Tunnel to Towers do good. All you have to do is donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's $11 a month at t2t.org.
You're listening to the Clay and Buck Show. This is Buck, and we want to get to your calls. 800-282-2882. Big stories today. The Gavin Newsom unsuccessful recall, but we give our friend Larry Elder a lot of credit for making a good run of it. He did come in the top position of the recall contenders, but Gavin Newsom slithers away from the recall, manages to keep his job. Not a big surprise there. And we also have the General Milley story, where not only are the anti-Trump libs out there saying, well, they're not actually saying no big deal. They're saying that and beyond it, that he's a hero, he's amazing, anything to stop Trump, all totally fine. 800-282-2882. Remember to go to clayandbuck.com for updates from the show, stories, show prep, all that kind of stuff. John in Houston, Texas. Welcome to Clay and Buck Show. Do we not have John? I guess we don't have John. We do have John.
Oh, yeah,
John, there we go. What's up, buddy?
Hey, glad you could have me on. Listen, we need to stop beating the treason drum because you're not going to make treason stick. Trump is wrong. Miley didn't commit treason. Now, hear me out. You're not going to be able to make that stick because we're not at war with China, number one.
This is what I said yesterday about the treason statute, but go ahead.
Exactly, exactly. And when it says enemy, you need to understand China's not our enemy. They are an adversary. And that is an important, that is an important legal distinction recognized under the U.S. military and in their doctrine. An adversary may want to do harm to you. They may be trying to do harm to you, but they're not an enemy until you have a declaration of war. Now, what you can charge Milley with is sedition, mutiny and sedition under Article 94 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, among other charges. Now, if Milley really had legitimate concerns about...
John, sorry to cut you off. This is a great call. Have you had experience in military tribunals or in courts of military determination in the past?
Yes, somewhat. I am a retired military field grade officer.
So okay, thank you.
Familiar with the UCMJ and how it applies. And if you can actually get on DuckDuckGo, don't use Google, don't go on DuckDuckGo and look and search for UCMJ Article 94, and it will lay it out for you in plain language. Okay? Seriously, you need to read it online. I'm not going to do that here for you, but you really should pull that up and read it for your audience. Your audience needs to go out there, Article 94, UCMJ. Now, if Miley had a concern about Trump's state of mind, his duty was to take that to the Secretary of Defense, who is the next in his chain of command, and or the Vice President, and try to have Trump removed under Amendment 25 if he really had a legitimate concern. I can't speak to what Miley thought at that time, whether he really believed it or not. Just the fact that he reached out to the Chinese, that's okay. We do have agreements in place with the Chinese so that our generals can talk to their generals. Now, what he said may be unlawful. It may violate Espionage Act, but you're not going to make it stick for treason.
Thank you for the call. Here's the question. You made that argument, Buck. We're not even having to talk about all his incompetence in Afghanistan right now. This is the amazing thing about General Milley's failures. We're talking about something that happened basically a year ago.
I think he's this revelation from Woodward. Get ready for this, folks. He's adding zeros to his left-wing sponsored book deals and speaking engagements right now.
No,
we think he's in trouble. He thinks he's going to be padding his bank account down the line.
I think that's an astute point by you. Also, does he protect himself for Afghanistan failure by going all in on the anti-Trump? It's like he's shifting the storyline. Because now it's like, hey, remember, but look at Trump. Look how bad he was. Look what I did for you.
We'll come back into more of this in just a moment. Remember, 800-282-2882 if you want to call in. Carnivore is an elite group of Wall Street traders who reveal their stock trades in real time to all of us. Their information comes to subscribers all day, every day. You get to see their thinking and their moves on Wall Street. I'm just one of their subscribers, but I'm here to tell you how impressed I am with their results, which is why I follow Carnivore Advice. Take control of your portfolio at Carnivore. This is where people with little to no trading experience can crush it in their spare time. Try it for 2 weeks free, see and mirror their trades, or just watch to see how much you would have made. Visit GetOurTrades.com and use promo code USA. That's GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. One more time, GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance not a guarantee of future earnings.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We are scheduled to be joined by Senator Rand Paul. Those are always spicy interviews. The man is willing to stand up for what he believes in and do it in an intelligent way. Should be fun for him to join us in the third hour of this program. We've also had a ton of discussion already in the first half of the show. Encourage you to make sure you don't miss a minute. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton. Make sure that you go and subscribe to our podcast. The numbers in August were extraordinary. The numbers of you listening there, also the numbers of you listening all over the country. We appreciate all of you, and we hope that you will continue to join us as we fight the good fight all over this country in favor of freedom and the Constitution, which used to be kind of a common thing to fight in favor of, now not. By the way, Jen Psaki, we were just talking about Milley coming out and saying the president has complete faith in General Milley and in his loyalty to the Constitution. It truly is an upside down world. And speaking of an upside down world, what's going on with COVID continues to be madness. A couple of different stories that are out there. The Buffalo Bills, for those of you who are a fan of sports, the Buffalo Bills have become the first team in all of American sports, to my knowledge, to require that you have a vaccine in order to be able to attend their football games. That is, you can't get a negative test. You can't have any sort of exception. You have to have a COVID vaccine in order to attend the Buffalo Bills football games. Now, this is ironic, Buck, because the Buffalo Bills have several different players that have refused themselves to get vaccinated. It's also ironic because, give credit here, the NBA Players Association has refused to allow the NBA to mandate the COVID vaccine for NBA players. Now, this is what the Players Association should exist to do. They should advocate for a minority of employees, but now we've got the NBA lined up against Joe Biden because there are more than 100 NBA employees, and Joe Biden is mandating either the vaccine or daily test. So credit to the NBA Players Association. Michelle Roberts is their president for standing up in favor of the 15% of NBA players that have refused to get vaccinated so far. Because again, vaccine should be a choice, not a mandate by the federal government or, in my opinion, of your employer. And now the latest controversy in COVID, and this is just getting to the height of absurdity. I don't know how many people out there in our audience, this is a good question in and of itself, are familiar with Nicki Minaj. She is a rapper. She is a often, how would we describe it?
Controversial, perhaps?
Controversial is a kind way, probably.
That's like the newsman way to say this, right? A controversial Nicki Minaj video. Look at what's going on there.
By the way, every time my name is mentioned in the news, I am described as controversial.
Just because of the one time you said the word with the B?
First Amendment and boobs. No, it's like you're controversial if you have any opinion that is not mainstream left wing. That's just think about it. The way that they describe who is controversial, I'm always described as controversial. Nicki Minaj.
Did you have a favorite Nicki Minaj song? Like, can you even think of one off the top of your head? I can't.
I'm the worst person when it comes to like songs. Like, my wife is good at songs. My kids are all into music and everything else. I never know who sings anything. Like, are you a music guy? Like, I'm not great. Like, when there are popular songs, like the 1990s, I can nail it, like 1990s rap, 1990s rock, like all of that. Like, I drive around in my car when I listen to music. I listen to the Lithium channel, and I listen to 90s on 9 on satellite radio. Those are the two stations
we both celebrate the music and culture of the 90s. Because considering we're only a few years apart in age, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I did play recently for a friend of mine some of the Dave Matthews Band, for example, and this friend of mine said, "What is that?" And to that I said, "Oh, wow.
How old's your friend?"
She's late 20s.
Oh, this is what happens, C-Buck.
You know,
you have aged out of dating girls that have similar interests to you now.
The Dave Matthews Band is a well-known, if you were in high school or college in the 90s, you know, you were well aware of this.
I've been married for a long time, so I haven't had to continue to date girls. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like, oh, poor Buck, he's got to date girls in his 20s. I don't know how he even makes it, gets out of bed in the morning.
How did I walk into this one, by the way? Were we talking about General Milley a second ago?
I will say this. For me, like this earth-shattering moment. So on Avenue of the Stars in L.A., there, for anybody out there, I'm assuming almost 100% of our audience has seen Die Hard, right? There is the Die Hard building, the Nakatomi Towers in the Die Hard building.
Everyone knows Die Hard. It's the greatest action movie of all time.
Okay. Everyone, you would think. So a lot of the young PAs who work, production assistants who work on television shows, they're straight out of college. And I had I was probably 22 or 23, straight out of college, driving me from our show back to another place where we were doing taping. And we drove by and I was like, hey, I know you just got to LA. That's the Nakatomi Towers. And she was like, why would I care about the Nakatomi Towers? And I was like, well, you know, Die Hard. She's like, I don't know. I've never seen Die Hard. And I was like, I can't even have a normal conversation with you if you are, if you've never seen Die Hard.
I think you could also argue that Hans Gruber may be among greatest the very best ever. action movie villains of all time, played by the guy who went on to be Professor Snape, for those of you who are big Harry Potter fans.
Or the girls that you're dating.
Alan Rickman actually died. He actually died a few years ago. But
are you going to dodge the fact that you have to now explain who Alan Rickman is to the girls that you're dating by saying he was Snape in Harry Potter as opposed to the bad guy in Die Hard?
Clay can neither confirm nor deny any of this information, and not sure that you are ready into this compartment of this program, sir.
All right, so this is why I was going to tease. We got into this because of the Nicki Minaj. This is actually a funny COVID story. So Nicki Minaj, and I'm not making this up, this singer, she tweeted that her cousin's friend had gotten swollen testicles because of the COVID vaccine. And this thing went viral, massive discussion. Everybody's angry at Nicki Minaj, including Dr. Fauci, who still, by the way, hasn't responded to our invite to the program. But, of course, he was on CNN, and this is an exasperated Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's swollen testicles as it pertains to the COVID vaccine. Enjoy.
What?
Enjoy. I think we got it.
Do we have it?
And enjoy. It's cut 13.
There we go. That was quite a lead.
The answer to that is a resounding no. There's no evidence that it happens, nor is there any mechanistic reason to imagine that it would happen. So the answer to your question is no. These kinds of claims, which, you know, may be, you know, innocent on her part. I'm not, you know, blaming her for anything, but she should be thinking twice about propagating information that really has no basis as except a one-off anecdote. And that's not what science is all about.
Can neither confirm nor deny allegations of a swollen testicular nature based on the data and all we are seeing here.
Nicki Minaj versus Dr. Fauci. I think Nicki Minaj interview Joe Biden, I think, on
Instagram. She has, just to be clear for everybody here, Clay, you know, you tweet a lot, right? I tweet a fair amount. You tweet more often than I do. Nicki Minaj has almost 23 million Twitter followers.
Yeah. She's pretty famous.
So when she puts out the swollen man area anecdotal story, it actually does get a fair amount of traction. Didn't she also say there was a fertility issue for the guy? Or like maybe implied by the, you know, the
he wasn't able to have children anymore. Yeah,
exactly. Couldn't have children anymore.
An issue.
Look, I also think it's fascinating how if you, and this is a real dichotomy that exists. If you are associated with the right, which I think it's fair to say Nicki Minaj is not, although she was raising a question. She didn't say don't get the shot. She just said ask, you know, figure it out, you know, do it. And remember, you know, there are a lot of people that want to ask questions about this and never get answers, and they're just told shut up and do it. But Clay, if you are a Trump supporter or associated with the right in any way, your hesitancy to get the shot is reckless and you're killing people. If you are a Democrat favored constituency of some kind or associated with the Democrat Party, it's always more, oh, but you have real reasons for concern or not trusting the government, or this was the Trump vaccine and it's his fault or whatever. They change the blame depending on what your politics are, because that's how much this has become politicized.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. But I do love the idea of Fauci going head to head with Nicki Minaj in a battle over testicular fortitude relating to the COVID vaccine.
I mean, I'm just wondering if we could ever get him to come on this show. Although, Clay, you could do the interview with Dr. Fauci right now. You ask me a question with just, you know, I am science, I am data, I look at the science and the data. He would just bore you to tears. At CNN, he's like a psychological safety blanket for people that watch him at MSNBC and CNN. They just think he's like the old, you know, crusty doctor who's, you know, maybe you'll die, maybe you'll live. I don't know. We'll see. You know, they think that he's fantastic. But
what
do
the 20-year-olds think of your Fauci impersonation, by the way?
Who to what thinks of what?
What do the 20-year-olds think of your Fauci impersonation?
What is this with 20-year-olds? They're 30-year-olds. I got a lot of friends of a lot of friends, Clay, Mr. Travis, sir. All right, we've got a lot of listeners in Texas of all ages, including Haven. She's taken Relief Factor to reduce the pain in her shoulder and lower back because it works. Her husband started taking Relief Factor for his own aches and pains and didn't think it was working until he ran out. Then he realized that pain was coming back. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product that addresses joint pain, knee, hip, back, neck, and shoulder pain. It's created by doctors and based on scientific research. Relief Factor helps your body reduce pain and inflammation associated with aging, exercise, and everyday living. Relief Factor clay goes right to the source of inflammation. And we know hundreds of thousands of people have gone to order it, and 70% order more. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com right now or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
This president, this current president, who follows the Constitution, who's not fomenting an insurrection, who follows the rule of law, has complete confidence in Chairman Milley and him serving, continuing to serve in his role.
And even as Republicans may criticize him and have questions about his suitability to continue, would that be a factor that President Biden would consider, separate from his judgment about how he conducted himself?
I don't think the president is looking for the guidance of members of Congress who stood by while the president of the United States and the leader of their party fomented an insurrection, and many of them were silent.
Oh, the insurrection.
Oh, the insurrection.
It's the answer for everything, isn't it? Oh, you had a general who was subverting the chain of command and telling the Chinese military that he'd give them a heads up before the attack that no one actually thought was coming. Whatever. He's not the insurrectionist. I mean, is General Milley QAnon shaman? I think not. Therefore, he should suffer no consequences. That's basically what you get from Jen Psaki. Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. And, you know, Jen Psaki, for me, sometimes it starts to sound a bit like, is it the mom in Charlie Brown that's like, wah, 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 wah. I know what she's going to say before she says it. It's all very, it's all very predictable. And here, exactly the same thing. Notice every time Democrats get cornered on one of their own or someone on their side, the move is going to be but Trump or but the insurrection. And that will not change over the next couple of years. I mean, unless something else crazy happens, but those will always be. Look, I think, Clay, I think that but Trump might have been a major factor in Gavin Newsom not only keeping his job, but keeping it by a pretty clear margin.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the Republican Party, the Democrats believe, is unable to win with Donald Trump. There's obviously many people in the Republican Party who disagree, many people who are listening to us right now.
Well, it gets the base fired up, right? It gets the Democrat base fired up.
But the Democratic base believes that Trump is Satan, and that's why, whether it's General Milley, whether it is, it really doesn't matter who the person is, as long as you are anti-Trump, it's effectively a get-out-of-jail-free card. And I don't think it's coincidental that the conversation on General Milley and his incompetence has totally vanished surrounding Afghanistan. Remember, it wasn't too long ago Jen Psaki was getting questions. Is anybody going to resign? Are there going to be any consequences for the abject failure that came out of Afghanistan? And now Milley suddenly has all these bona fides because he stood up to Donald Trump, even if he was subverting the station of command, the Constitution, everything else.
Isn't it amazing when you look at what the standard is under the Biden administration? Give away Bagram Air Base, don't resign. Leave Americans behind in Kabul at the mercy of the Taliban. Leave, you know, Afghan SIV holders behind. Don't resign.
Billions of dollars in material.
Send senior citizens into nursing homes to die by the thousands that likely would not have otherwise because of COVID positivity, because of a terrible executive order. Don't resign. Say some things to women that makes them uncomfortable in the workplace. Oh, you're gone. This is the Democrat Party. I mean, obviously, I'm referring to Cuomo here.
Unless you're Joe Biden. And then it's like, oh, it never happened, a.k.a. Tara Reid. I mean, it really is amazing the sort of crazy limbo that Democrats have to apply to put standards in place that somehow protect all of their people as long as they're valuable, right? If Cuomo was still valuable, he wouldn't have gotten crossed out for sexual harassment, right? They just cast him off the boat because they're like, this guy's dead weight. Let's get rid of him. And if they were actually needing him, if he was running for president, this story would have vanished.
And yet we see the standard, right? Massive blunder that actually affects the American people and has consequences that everybody can see and understand. That, you're fine as long as the Democrats still need you. But you offend the wokeness gods, and you may find yourself getting a resignation. No one, I think, involved in the Afghanistan debacle is going to resign. Let's get to Kathy in Connecticut. She's got an interesting point she wanted to make. I want to get her in here. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, guys. Always remember that Democrats accuse Republicans every day of what they, the Democrats, are guilty of.
Yes, it's amazing.
They're worried about Trump being crazy. Joe Biden, we know he's compromised by China. He's the one that might have Alzheimer's. He had two brain aneurysms. See, they blame Trump to cover up for Biden. And there must be a special counsel or a special prosecutor to investigate Biden and Milley.
You know, Kathy, it's a great point. Thank you so much, Kathy. About the special counsel, by the way, Clay. Notice, Trump administration, Mueller special counsel. Bush administration, Valerie Plame, Scooter Libby, you know, special counsel. They weaponize that statute. Where are our special counsel? Oh, we don't have them for the last 20 years. Isn't that a shock? It's almost like We play all nicey-nice, and they play with a 2x4 to our face. Anyway, we got Rand Paul join us here in a second, Clay. What are you excited to talk to him about?
Two things. One, gain of function and his continued hammering of Dr. Fauci over that. And then amazing questioning yesterday of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken over this drone attack that appears to have killed an innocent man and seven kids. Pretty significant stories there. I think we're going to hammer Rand Paul for both of those and give him applause for handling those as well as he did.
Senator Paul from Kentucky coming up in a few minutes. Stick around.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.